Hello. Skin is fine, makeup. Righty, so this week we're going to continue with our dealings with Rosh Hashayachid, but we're going to do it. Oh, wow. It's like faces. We're going to do it from the perspective of sort of how the interaction between Rosh Hashayachid and Rosh Hashanah, when worlds collide.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, we found you. Okay.
Is that any better than before?
Yeah.
So what we're gonna do is gonna see like what if I have Rosh Hashayachid and Rosh Hashanah crashes into it, all right? So I put my Rosh Hashayachid and Rosh Hashanah into my large Roshios collider, right? And I just like spin around a lot and bam, bam, okay? The name of the sugya, right, is our Asi Rabim of Avli Mechista. Let's say I run a Rosh Hashanah right through Rosh Hashayachid. Okay. So, without further ado, just one issue is that there are three Gemaras, okay, and they kind of all leave us in different places, okay? So, we're going to start with our Gemara. It's always a good place to start, okay? Creation of our Gemara. So, our Gemara asks the following, right? Tan Rabban and Arba Roshios L'Shabbos. Shesiyachid, Shesarabim. Right, Karmelas Makom Ptur. So what's Rosh Hashayachid? Right, we said, you know, Rosh Hashayachid is this. Amar Mar, three Rosh Hashayachid on Mute Mai. What are we trying to make?
You want to get, why don't you get ours?
Hajj Rabbi Yehuda.
I
don't. Yes, okay, you know, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Shnei Bantim, Shnei Sidi Rosh Hashayachid. Ose, Lechi Mikan, Velechi Mikan. Oh wait, what are you guys doing?
Awesome.
You guys
got
guys
exiled?
Okay. Real.
I thought
you were getting real.
Getting what?
The computer.
I don't know where it is.
Okay. Right, so repeat. So we said, Zuhi Rosh Hashayachid. It's going to exclude a certain case. What case are we excluding? The case of Rabbi Yehuda, Ditani, Yasa, Kainam, Rabbi Yehuda, Mi Shiyeshlo, Shnei Batim, B'Shnei Tzidei Rosh Hashayachid.
No, yeah, take it.
V'Nosei, V'Nosei, B'Ems. So Amrulo, no make the kitchen Ha'ari Rosh Hashayachid with a lechi. Amru kar v'amai karu lekiran. Ahu detein maki pligi rabban leiter b'rush liyachid letalto bo aval lizrok mo. Did I come ashmala? Okay. So first of all, fascinating idea. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that Rosh Hashanah liyachid midoraisa is two walls. What's the problem? How could right? I mean, there's a pili plain. Rabbi Yehuda, how can Rabbi Yehuda say that you only need two walls? That's problem number one. Number two, Amar Mar. Zuhi Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so we say asked by Rosh Hashayachid, what are we saying is excluded? And we said Rabbi Huda is being excluded because Rabbi Huda thinks you only need two walls, right, here and here, in parallel to create a Rosh Hashayachid. Okay, on the other hand, Zuhi Rosh Hashanah. When we said Zuhi Rosh Hashanah Gemura in the Brisa, what did that mean? Limute mai, limute idach Rabbi Huda. We also want to knock out the other sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imaizadach Rosh Hashanah Mafsakasa, Yisalkena Listadi. If you have a Pasi Biros, which is this like sort of, you know, it's like a conceptual Rosh Hashayachid without having full walls, he says, you can't have a Rosh Hashanah go through it. I'm going to draw it on the board in a second. Chachamim Omrim Inotzarech. You don't have to get the Rosh Hashanah not to go through it. It's fine. It's got its, you know, theoretical walls and it's good enough. Amai Karole Gemura. I did the tiny ratio gemura, tiny nami seifa gemura. Okay. So our gemara here says the following. Okay, I have right Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, if I have two parallel streets, okay, I can put a lechi over here and a lechi over here to be matir, even if I have a Rosh Hashanah. Going through it. Right, going through it. This area on the inside is going to be a Rosh Hashanah. Okay, why? So Rabbi Yehuda holds the mita oraisa, two mechitzos creates a Rosh Hashanah already. You only need two, you don't need three. Okay? And therefore, the Rabbanim, you just need these extra letters. Okay? Right? So before, and you know, so before we actually even get to dealing with the problems that this poses, why would Rabbi Yehuda say that two walls is good enough? What does this look like? I'm going to draw in the rest of it just to make it nice, but like this is what he, or this is a house. This is a house. And this is like a wall. Okay? Like a nice little brick wall. Why is it? What does this remind you of?
A regular street?
Exactly, right? This reminds you of every regular street you've ever seen in your life. So why would Rabbi Yehuda say that it's Rosh Hashanah?
It's a little crazy.
What do you say?
It's a little crazy.
Right? It's very crazy. Right? So obviously when I think of Rosh Hashanah, what do I think of? I think of a street, right? You're thinking of a street. So Yair says, oh, but this is a street. Okay? What's the alternative way of looking at Rosh Hashanah? What's your alternative like definition?
Like a big open space that has no walls.
Right. And why is that? What can you do in a big open space?
Because then there's nothing obstructing transportation or movement. You can just go anywhere, I guess.
Yeah, exactly, right? I think clearly what Rabbi Yehuda thinks is that the definition of Rosh Hashanah is a big open space that you could do anything. And therefore, where can you go when you have two walls, right? The only directions you can go is where the walls allow you to go, right? You're constrained by the walls into traveling exactly where the municipal authorities want you to go, right? You're basically under the thumb of the man, right? The man telling you, you know, that this is northbound and this is southbound, and that you can't go east-west on this road. And there's nothing you can do about it, right? You're being oppressed by by civilization. Right? So I think this is exactly what Yehuda says, right? Rosh Hashanah, right, equals, right, you know, an open space where you can go where you want.
Why would two walls make it into a non-open space? Why not one wall or three?
When you have one wall, you can still move basically whichever, you know, however you want. There's an obstacle in one direction, right? But I wouldn't say that you're constrained and you can only travel, you know, wherever you're being told, right? You still have freedom of motion. Here, the only, you know, your freedom of motion, you don't have freedom of motion, right? You can go back and forth. Right? But you can't go in this access. So you're allowed to pass through, but you can't go wherever you want. I think if you only have one wall, it's just, okay, there's an obstacle on that side, right? You can more or less go however you want, wherever you want. You're not constrained by one wall. It's an obstacle, but you're not being constrained. You're not enclosed. Okay, on the other hand, the Rabbanan would say as follows. The Rabbanan are talking about a posse b'rels. And they say that of Pasi Biros, which is this, okay? We're going to lots of details, but there's a well in the middle, in case you're curious and you want to, there's a nice little well here, okay? Rivka happened to occasionally be in the area. Okay, it's a well, there's water here. I don't know if it's terrible. One second, let's make that blue. Let me make this blue on the inside. this will be that harmful. This is Hasid Yiros, okay? And the chat is that ultimately, what do you have? You have no, right? You have nothing interfering with the actual movement of traffic, right? But you have four, you know, figurative walls, right? Figuratively, you have four walls, right? And you, but they're not actually blocking anything, okay? So the Braisa comes to tell us that this, the Chachar, is not a Rishos HaYachid. And when the Rabin, let's say, the actual, right, public thoroughfare, right, walks right through it, okay? The actual Rabin walk right through it. So people walk right through it. So the Rabbanan still say that this is still a Rishos HaYachid. Okay? At the end of the day, this is Rishos HaYachid according to the Rabbanan. Okay, now why would that be? Okay, so the Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Huda says, Asi Rabin Mubavakli Mechizda. Right? Right, Zlashon. Rabbi Huda Omer, he may haise derech Rishos HaRabin Hafsekasan, yisal kena litzdadim. Okay? Why? Rabbi Huda says, Asi Rabin Mubavakli Mechizda. Right? Here you have metaphorical walls. You have walls. Right? But if the Rabin walked through it, that instead of being Rosh Hashanah. Right? The Chachamim say if it has walls, and I don't care if the rabbi walked through it.
Just listen on that one.
So you're saying, if you point the act itself, would it be like an infinite loop? Anyway, okay, so what's fascinating here? Essentially,
it's not the best.
That means that according to Rabbi Huda, since these walls, right? Legally, you have walls, but practically, they don't compete the Hilach HaRabim. And if you don't practically impede the Hilach HaRabim, says Rabbi Huda, it's going to be Rishus HaRab. According to the Rabbanan, why would it still be Rishus HaYachid? Guys, pros again.
Yeah, I don't think we caught the question.
According to the Rabbanan, why should this be a Rosh Hashanah? If the Rabbi Mamash, the Rosh Hashanah Mamash walks right through it.
Because they slowed down.
What? They don't need to slow down.
There's probably it's a defined area, meaning any person could look at that and say, I see, like, some defined space.
Right, very good. Right, so Yair says, exactly, I think what we're saying, what we've been saying until now, is that you have two options for how to view Rosh Hashanah. This is clearly defined space, right? Since this is a defined space being distinct and unique and set aside for some purpose, right, that's good enough to make it Rosh Hashanah. So our Rosh Hashanah actually, right? So Rosh Hashanah, right, is, let's say, Mukaf Da'al Mechitzas. Right? It's Mugdar. It's Mugdar as a separate place. It's being set aside as a separate place. While according to Yehuda, right, Rosh Hashanah is going to be essentially a place where the Rabbi can't go. Right, or the rabbi are limited in their usage of it. Right? Limits drisas harabim, or freedom of, or freedom, limited freedom of motion. Okay, now this is a very important hakira on the nature of Rosh Hashayachid and Rosh Hasharab, right? And then again, right, what's the nature of the relationship between the two? Okay, if you take the approach that what really matters is whether it's a makom mugdar, you'll be more inclined to say that a place can retain its being mugdar even if the rabbi walked through it, right? The existence of this red line doesn't negate, right, the clarity of the walls, right, or the Tzuras HaPesach or the Pasim, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, who will say, well, yeah, but it's definitely not a place that's, right, inaccessible to the rabbi, right? So again, what's really going to matter is whether or not the rabbi can do it, or can walk freely there, right? Okay, so far so good, okay? And our Gemara, how does our Gemara seem to, the Shabbos seem to come down to this question? Right, seems to come down very clearly in favor of the Rabbanan, that we're going to say that lo asi rabbi batin mechitza, this is a rishus ha-rabbi, this is a rishus ha-yachid, because that's for mechitzos, it's mukaf, and it's actually perfect that the Rabbanan say that the dalet mechitzos is going to be rishus ha-yachid, and therefore lo asi rabbi batin mechitza, because it's still mugdar, it's still set aside and clearly designated as its own area. Or Rabbi Yehuda, who says that two machitos makes the Rosh Hashayachid, right, also defines Asiram Mat Mechitza, that when the rabbin come and you move through your machitza, it negates the machitza because at the end of the day, it's not impeding the movement of the rabbin. And his impeding movement of the rabbin is set very low. But as long as they can only go in one direction, that already counts as a Rosh Hashayach. Okay, so far so good. What's the problem? So our Gemara came out like the Chacham. Okay, so you're makif your whole city with Tzuras HaPesach, and you're good to go. The problem is, if you look at the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara gives us a bit of a problem. All right, Tana Rabbanan, Ketzer Ma'arvin Derech Rosh Hasharabim. How do you make an Erev around a Rosh Hasharabim, right? You live in a city, you have Rosh Hasharabim, and you want to make it, Rosh Hashayachid, right? You want to carry Oset Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, Velechi V'kore Mikan, okay? So far, so Gishmak, right? You put up Tzuras HaPesach, and you're good to go. Chananya Omer, Beis Shammai Omrim Oset Delos Mikan V'Delos Mikan U'Kshuyotze V'Nechnas Noel. You have to put doors on either side and lock them. Okay? Gotta put a
What happened?
No, it's fine. Just something went totally bonkers for a second.
Okay. Sorry. I use the Rosh Hasharabim. So the Gemara says, the first day it says, you make a Tzuras HaPesach, and Hanani says that Meshana is Hilah of Machlokas, and you require doors, okay? Rosh Hasharabim mi ma'arv, yeah, mi'arva? Wait a second. You can't be ma'arv Rosh Hasharabim? You can't be ma'arv Rosh Hasharabim. V'atanya, yes, I'll kain Amar B'Yehuda. Mi shahayu lo shnei batim, mi shnei tzidei Rosh Hasharabim. Ose lechi mikan ve'lechi mikan, okor mikan ve'kor mikan. Right, Amrulo ain ma'arvin Rosh Hasharabim bekach. The Rabbanan said to Yehuda, you can't make a you can't be ma'arvin Rosh Hasharabim with a lechi. V'chi tema bekachu delo me'avra habidlasos me'avra. You could make an air. You could be ma'arvin. You could separate it off using just with a door. Amar Rabbi Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yerushalayim il malei delasosan in alos balayla chayavin alei mishum Rosh Hasharabim. Yerushalayim, were it not that its doors were closed at night, you'd be chayiv on it as a Rosh Hasharabim, even though it was surrounded by a wall, right? But since the main thoroughfares go through the wall, right, there is a gateway, and then the road goes straight through, then you should be in trouble, right? Amar ula hani abulid mechuza, these marketplaces of mechuza, imale glosasa ninalos, if their doors weren't closed at night, it would be a Rosh Hasharabim, even though it's surrounded by a wall. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hachika Amar, Ketzad Ma'arvin Mevaos HaMifulashim Roshos HaRabim. So it says, yeah, you're right. You can't be Ma'ariv a Roshos HaRabim with a Tzuras HaPesach or Tlasos, unless those Tlasos are closed. Rather, what you could do is you can be Oset Tzuras HaPesach Mikan V'lechi B'kor Mikan only by a Mavoi that's Mefulash to Roshos HaRabim. Okay, so a street that runs into the Rosh Hashanah that comes off the Rosh Hashanah, you could be ma'ariv with the Tzuras HaPesach. The actual Rosh Hashanah itself, you couldn't be ma'ariv without real doors that maybe may or may not need to be closed. Okay. Itmar Rav Amar Hilchasar Ketana Kama Shmuel Amar Halacha Kechanani. Okay, and then the question is, do these doors need to be closed or not? And they basically say that it doesn't need to be. Kivan deruvios linol afopi sheina ninalis. Okay, they need to be capable of closing, but you don't actually have to close them. Okay, what comes out of this whole discussion here? Right, it sounds like it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan seems to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Right, asi rabim umevatli mechitzta. Okay. And therefore, Yerushalayim, even though it's surrounded by a wall, is nonetheless going to be considered a Rishus Harabim, right? Because the highway is the main roads that run through it, right? And you can't be Ma'ariv Rishus Harabim with a Tzuras HaPesach or even a regular Dallas. Okay? Sounds against our Gemara, right? Our Gemara took it as a Zavar Pasha, that we hold like the Chachamim. Lo Asi Rabim Avatli Mechitza. The rabbim can't be mevata or mechitza. You have your pasi biros. It doesn't matter that it's the Rosh Hashanah goes through, right? And here we're saying that you can't be ma'arev Rosh Hashanah with anything short of a dallas, without actually putting up walls, doors that close. Okay, so that's our first problem. Okay, the next the other problem is how does this really work? Right, Yerushalayim is a city, okay? And just practically we have a big problem because Yerushalayim here at Kodesh, right? Let's say it's, let's make it a square because you like squares. Squares are just fine. Here's Yerushalayim, okay? And let's say you have a thoroughfare that runs down through the middle of Yerushalayim, okay? Right? And these have doors, obviously, right? Because otherwise we're in trouble. Doors, because they're just going to use worse, and you're not going to understand the picture anymore. So you have these doors, right? And the thoroughfare runs through Yerushalayim, in which case, we're in a little bit of trouble because I don't understand. Why do we have a problem in Yerushalayim? Don't you all see Yerushalayim Erech HaKadosh? And there you on it?
It's beautiful.
Right? It's much work of art. Okay, you have Yerushalayim. What's the problem with Yerushalayim right now? According to the Rabbanon, should this be Rosh Hashanah?
According to Rabbanon from the first Gemara, no.
Right.
It's got clearly defined walls.
Right. It's got Arba Mechitzos. I don't care if there's a shot going through it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, should it be Rosh Hashanah?
Also no.
Right. Why?
Because there's no freedom of movement. You have to go, you can only go from one end to the other.
Right. Right? You can only go this way. So, Al-Khah says the Gemara asks, we're asking, is that being Rabbi Yehuda, Beit Rabban, we should be fine because it's Mukav Mechitzos, right, on all four sides, and it has real solid Mechitzos, at least on two of them. So Beit Rabban and Beit Rabbi Yehuda, it should be Rosh Hashanah. Okay? That's our problem right now. Okay. Let's go on to the Gemara in Erevin Adaf Chaf Bet. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im hayad derech Rosh Hashanah mafsakasan yisal kenal letzdad. Okay, you pasi biros. Back in this case, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to put the rabbim off to the side because if they keep walking through it, it'll be mevatel mechitza. V'chachamim omrim ino tzarech. Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Amri Chavayu, kan hodiacha kochan shemechitzos. The Rabbanan here are telling you how powerful mechitzos are, right? Even if the Rosh Hashanah runs straight through, the mechitzos win. Okay? So the Rabbanan say, oh, mamash mechitzos beat out Rosh Hashanah every time. Kanu svirle, wait, Rabbi Yochanan thinks that. V'amar v'archanam Rabbi Yochanan, yushalayimu, malay v'aso seh, ninalas balay, v'chayav, and alayim v'shem Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said that Yerushalayim is going to be Rosh Hashanah. Ella, kan velo svirle, right? Ella what? Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, the Rabbanan are saying that this is, you know, mechitzos are just so powerful, but Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we saw the stira. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. I don't get it. Ditanya. Yes, I can. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Mishayilo shtei batim mishnei tzidir shesrab me'oso lechim kan velechim mikan okor mikan okor mikan v'nosei v'nosei b'hem. The Rabbanan said that in this case, over here, you can't be ma'arev Rosh Hasharabim, right, with two walls and two lechis.
Okay.
Why? It sounds like the Rabbanan hold Asi Rab Mavatli Mechitza. Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda, Kasha Darabanan, Darabanan. Rabbi Huda says over here, Lo Asi Rab Mavatli Mechitza, right? Because even though they're going right through, it's okay because you have two solid walls, so they're not mevatel Rosh Hashayachid. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha, hasam v'ika shtei mechitzos ma'al yasa, halacha leika shtei mechitzos ma'al yasa. The answer is no. Okay, right? What did Rabbi Yehuda say about Rosh Hashayachid? The definition of Rosh Hashayachid isn't that, oh, the rabbim can't get in. It's that it has two complete walls, and therefore the rabbim are constrained in their ability to function, right? So as long as it has two walls, you're good to go. The rabbanan ad rabbanan lo kasha, hacha ika arba mechitzos, hasam leika arba mechitzos. Okay. Right, over there, you have four mechitzos, right? In the case of the pasi biraos, as opposed to here, you don't have four mechitzos, you don't have rishus hayachid, right? A rishus hayachid needs at least three mechitzos, and here you only have two. So it's not that the Rabbanan hold Asi Rab Mavati Mechitza. It's rather that Rabbi Yehuda holds Asi Rab Mavati Mechitza. The Rabbanan hold that you need three mechitzos. Okay, so you see the Balamor, and the Balamor asks this question. He says, wait a second, right? I don't get it. How do I deal with the fact that our Yerushalayim has only, right, that even after this, we're in trouble? Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Mafsakas, and Yisalken al Tzadim. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shabbayu, Kan Hodiacha Kochan Shamachitos, Ula'el Begamara, Ukimna Lid Rabbi Lazar, Kan Usvirle, Vahacha, Ukimna Rabbi Yochanan, Kan Velosvirle. Right? We said that Rabbi Yochanan does not hold that the Mechitos work after Asi Rab Mavati Mechitza. El Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda Savarle, the Amar Asi Rab Mavati Mechitza, Ushte Mechitos de Oraisa, Yerushalayim il molay tos asem din olas balay l'chayav le mishem rishis harabim tas rab mavati mechitzda d'leika afilu shtei mechitzos. Why? V'fi sh'arabim bokim bashti ve'erev. Okay? What's that? He's adding in another constraint. He's saying that it's not that there's one road, there are two roads that crisscross. Okay? Both walls, all four walls, are intersected by Rosh Hasharabim's. And therefore, Delika afilu shtei mechitzos, there aren't even two mechitzos. Why? Because the rabbim come in our bokim, shtei ve'erev, lo haya ba afilu mechitza achash, lo haya rabbim bokim ba, v'chatzar sh'arabim nechnasim b'zeh v'yotzen b'zeh, im bokim ba shtei ve'erev, lo haya rosh hasayachid l'tiltulei ba. Mishum Das Rab Mavat Mechitzta. Afil Hechad Lo Nichatash Mishnei. Okay? And if you have a rabbin who are going through, let's say, a chater, also they would neutralize the Mechitzos. Okay? By a chater, even though it's not going to be a Rosh HaRabim, it's going to knock out the Mechitzos, and it's as if there are no Mechitzos. So the chater would be a Carmelith. Here the city has a Rosh Hasharabim going through it, so the whole city is going to be a Rosh Hasharabim, except in the places which have separate walls, Okay. Okay, what does all this mean? What this means, you know, I'm gonna redraw. I'm gonna draw, right?
He just started recording.
What? No, no, no. He paused the recording and he continued it.
Yeah,
I didn't want to show off.
So I can take a picture of the board before I erase it. You just need more space.
Okay, said no more. Right? Are you actually shaped like this? Okay, and you have Rishus HaRabims running through like this. Okay, and like this. You have two Rishus HaRabims, you have Rishus HaRabims that run through. Okay, says the Balaam, what happens to all of them?
What happens when,
okay, so here's my question. Here's my our big kasha, okay? When you have Asi Rabu Mavatli Mechitzta, what does it do? Okay? What could it do?
If you say it makes the Mechitzta into nothing, then four Rushut HaRabim entrances would remove all four Mechitzas.
Right? It doesn't just make the walls disappear physically, right? Or what altered, so right? And then the question is also, how much does it make them disappear? Right? Does it make the walls disappear and then it's as if there are no walls? Or does it make the walls, let's say, irrelevant, right? Or does it make the walls incapable of making it Rosh Hashanah? Do they impact the walls or the rishus, right? Now, say two things. I have a box, right? Here's my box, my magic box, right? This box is a rishus, right? Rishus X, okay? I could make it be a rishus hayachid, right? I can make it a rishus hayachid. Or I could, then I can have the rabbin come, right? Blow it up and make it a Rishus HaRabim. Right? Rabim, they just come and they just trample all over it. They're not necessarily saying there are no walls, right? They're saying that the Rishus inside the wall is now Rishus HaRabim. Why would I say that? Why would I define it that way?
Because the wall is meant to prevent movement, and that's clearly not succeeding here.
Oh no, okay. So if I say the wall is about the Yair is going with his shita, which is not a shita, but what happens is not that the rishus gets changed, right? But the walls get damaged. Why? I have this, right? The rabbin come and they neutralize this wall. And then what happens is, no more wall, right? And then Rabin come over here and attack this wall. And then, no more wall, right? And then Rabin come over here and they attack this wall. And then, no more wall, right? So then what happens is that there's a whole point of a wall is that it prevents the Rabin from coming in, right? If that they don't do it, then there's no wall, right? So then I can say, okay, right? Asi Rabin, Mevatli Mechitzta, and then there's no more walls, and then the Megla is Rosh HaRabim. Right? Because it has no walls. Over here, what I'm saying is that it's not that the Rabin neutralized the walls, they just changed the Rosh inside the walls into Rosh HaYachid, into Rosh HaRabim. Why? Because what's a Rosh HaYachid? A place where the rabbin can't go, right, are impeded from coming from.
Two. If the walls don't keep the robin out, so then the area inside is just a place where the robin are found, right? What was the Rashba's famous fun shita about a platya? That even if it's surrounded by walls, it's still a shus rabim because that's where the rabim are, right? In the platya. So platya in and of itself is going to be a shus rabim, okay? So I could, asi rabim could neutralize the walls, or it could neutralize the rishus, okay? They could say, the rabim are found here, so I don't care that there are walls. Or it could say, these walls are ineffective. So yeah, you're saying, what happens? The walls are being neutralized by the rabbi. Okay? Within that, I want to ask the four through both of these. I have another question, which is, to what extent? Okay? What can I say? I have two. What extent does the rabbin in Mavata the Mechitza? If I say Asi Rabbin Mavata Mechitza, in terms of how much of the wall?
Either all the wall or just maybe the parts where the rabbin are going through.
Right. Either the rabbin could say that there's no wall now, right? We just totally erase the wall, right? The rabbin come and neutralize the entire wall. Or the rabbin only come and neutralize wherever it is that they're barging through. But the rest of the walls are present. Okay?
It feels weird to say that, though, because, you know, the rest of the wall is still preventing rabbin from getting through. So, like, if that's the function of the wall, then it's still succeeding at the other parts of the wall.
Oh, okay, exactly. Unless I say that the whole idea of the wall is that it prevents the rabbin from being able to get through to this area, right? And if it doesn't prevent the rabbin from moving in this direction, then the entire wall is no longer functional, right? It no longer succeeds in limiting the rabbin's movement, you know, in this area. Okay? Now, you're right, you have a good question, which is, but physically, let's say the rabbin were to try to go here, right, they would be impeded if they were trying to go here, right? Let's say they're trying to go across here, they'd be impeded, right? So if you hold that the whole thing disappears, then why, right, why don't we just still say that, why don't we say, oh, well, it should only be over here, right? Meaning, theoretically, if the rabbin wanted to go through here, they'd have trouble. All right, so I think that's it is a good kasha. I think the idea is that according to Yehuda, right, distribution line, so then, according to Yehuda, what you're going to have to say is that, right, the two walls really exist to make it impossible to get through. And if they're not serving that purpose, then this area, then the area that they're being constrained. Yeah, it is a good question, like, because why couldn't you just say, okay, that's only going to be true against here, but not over here, because they still couldn't cross through. But I think that's exactly what the Baal HaMor is saying. Right? What's the Baal HaMor saying? Let's zoom back. Right, if we look at the Baal HaMor tells us, I don't get it. How can Rabbi Yochanan say that it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in Yerushalayim? Right? It's according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's still walls. So he says, not because the Rabbim are Boki Bashti Be'erev, right? Which is Gushmak, because according to what we say about Rabbi Yehuda, the definition of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is a place where the Rabbim can go north, south, and east, west, right? They could go shtiveirin. Velo hayava filu mechitza achash lo hayu rabin bokimba. Vechata sharab mechnasim b'leviyotim b'zu. In bokimba shtiveirin, lo hayu rishos hayachet l'til tuleiva. Right? He also says, if you have a chatzer, that's not rishos harabin, but the rabin bar bokimba, then the walls disappear. So is he saying it's a din in the rishos, or a din in the walls?
It sounds like he's talking about the walls.
Right, exactly. Right. And what's the Gushmak Nafkamina that he brings?
I must have missed that part.
Right. A little heavy. It's good. It's hard to note, but I think it's there. Lo havya rishus hayachid retil tuleba. The chutz a chutzer, which people walk through, which the rabbi bypass through, is no longer going to be rishus hayachid and will be usher be metaltalin. Right. So it's not that it became a rishus harabim. But that if it's Rosh HaRabim, then it's Rosh HaRabim, right? And the Rosh HaRabim goes right through. If it was Rosh HaYachid and the Rabim are Bokimba, right? But it still has the structure of Rosh HaYachid, not Rosh HaRabim. So it can't be Rosh HaRabim because it has the structure of a Chatzah, right? But the Rabim will come and knock it down the walls, and therefore it won't be Rosh HaYachid because it doesn't have walls anymore, right? So the idea is the Rabim are coming and knocking down the walls. And, right, since the rabbim are bokeh v'ashtiva erev, lo hayo ba'afidu mechitza acha shalo hayo rabbim bokeh ba, then what happens is that it's as if the whole wall, all of Yerushalayim, is now suddenly wallless, right? You'd be chayim on Yerushalayim as a whole for as a Rosh HaRabbim, because the rabbim being bokeh v'ashtiva erev would not just knock out like this, it would knock out like this. Right? Because he's talking about all of Yerushalayim. All of Yerushalayim would be as if you have no wall. So even if you're standing over here, right? Right? But about more. Says it's going to be a Rosh Hashanah. Even if you're standing over here. Even though you're in between these two walls, because says the Baal Mor, these walls don't exist anymore. And these walls don't exist anymore because they've been right by the rabbi. Okay? So the Baal Mor comes out in favor of this, right? Knocks down the walls. And it knocks down the whole system. Okay? The whole thing. Okay, the Ramban says back, says, no, you're wrong, right? That doesn't make sense. Because, he says, first of all, says, according to the Balam, to Rabbi Yehuda, the walls, it's not that the walls are mabatel, the rest of the walls are fine, right? The rest of the walls are totally fine, right? Shtei mechitzah zu kineged zu, they have people being boken ba, the actual physically present part is kineged ha'omed mikan u'mikan eino nasir rishis rab mal olam shari shtev mechitzus gemuros heim v'omed merub ala paratz. Okay, but aval kineged ha'paratz im yesh bo plat yarachav shishis re'ama al shishis re'ama esher shachayav n'alav afal pi she'in tocham mevos mikan u'mikan eino rishis rabim v'bnei shtev mechitzus shalahen. What's the Ramban say? The Ramban says the following. He says, where are you going to be chayiv? This is very sadistic. He says, you're going to be chayiv only over, actually, also, you have houses lining the road, right? Okay? And you have this road going straight down, right? This is Rishisarabim. So, where are you going to be chayiv? Says the Ramban, you're only going to be chayiv right here, in the middle. Says the Ramban, you're only in Rishisarabim according to Amor's way of saying things
exactly here. Why?
Go both ways.
What?
You can go both ways there.
Exactly. So how many walls do you have?
Zero.
Zero, right? You're stuck in the middle over here. Rabban says, only over here are you going to be chayev, because then you have no walls. But what about over here?
You have two.
Right? You're mother. Right? You have two. And what about over here?
Four.
Right. So the Rabban says, Rosh Hashanah for Rabbi Yehuda, and not only for Rabbi Yehuda, but also for the Rabbanan, right? Right? For both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Everyone's going to agree, says the Rabban, that, oh, guy standing over here, it's in Rosh Hashanah. As opposed to the Baal Mor, who says, no, the guy standing here is in Rosh Hashanah. Right? Oh, now what about someone standing over here? So says the Ramban, are you chapet? Meaning over here, the Baal Mor says, we knocked out both of these walls and both of these walls, so there are no walls. The Ramban says, of course you can't knock out these walls and these walls. You can knock out this part of the wall, and this part of the wall, and this part of the wall, and this part of the wall. So over here is a Rosh Hashanah, right? Right? Everyone will agree that that's Rosh Hashanah, right? However, what about over here? So over here, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is a Rosh Hashanah, right?
Yeah.
Right? Over here, and it's surrounded by these two walls. The Ramban will say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rosh Hashanah. According to, what about the Rabbanan?
It would be, shouldn't it also be a Rosh Hashanah, I mean?
For the Rabbanan, over here?
It's got clearly defined walls.
Very good, right? According to the Rabbanan, it should, it only has two walls if you say Asi Rabban Mumbat Mechitza. But according to the Rabbanan, we don't say Asi Rabban Mumbat Mechitza, and therefore it's going to be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, right? Okay, so according to Yehuda, it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. According to the Rabbanan, it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Okay, so let's see the Ramban though. The Ramban's going to throw us a caveat, which is, right, one second.
Mm-hmm. Oops. Come on, this one. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Ah, okay. And he says, Aval divr turach ze, shel bal hamor lama, v'chi kol divr Rabbi Yehuda tluyin ze b'ze, Ella, Rabbi Yochanan Sabra lak Rabbi Yehuda, the Asu Rabbi Movat le Mechitza, Aval Bishte Mechitos Kerabanan, Lefikach Yerushalayim Yom Malay Tosusan and Nolos Balay, Lachayab and Alay Mishom Rishus Arabim, Lefish Yisharam, Mechuban, and Zekin Eged Zeb, Havu Ladvarim, Kiputim, Bimloan, Bimakom, Psachim, right? Sharam, Mechuban, and Zelazan, where the Rabbim are Holeich, Asi Rabbi Movat le Mechitza, says Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Asir Rab Mavat Mechitza, and he holds like the Rabbanan that you need three Mechitzos, and therefore, in the areas that are Mefulash, you're going to have Rosh Hasharabim. Okay? So says the Rabban, I don't know why the Baal Mor is getting into such a tizzy to say that the only, that it's not set the whole wall. That makes no sense. Right? So the Ramban says, no, it's got to be only Mevato these guys. Okay, great, right? The Ramban says this. But, and because we say this, so obviously, you can't go around and say that over here is going to be Rosh Hashanah. But that's okay, because we can say over here is Rosh Hashanah. But I don't even know why the Ramban more needs all that, says the Ramban, because even if we went back to our original drawing, we should find only having one room. Rabbi Yochanan holds, he says, the two shitas of Rabbi Yehuda, the Asir Abalach Mechitza and Shnei Mechitzos, aren't dependent on each other. The Ramban says, if I have this guy, the Yerushalayim, right, and I have one road go right through, then through here, this whole area is going to be Rosh Hashanah according to Rabbi Yochanan, because Asi Rabbi Malach Mechitza, so that knocks out these guys, right? And then I only have two Mechitzos, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds like the Chacham about the number of Mechitzos, it's Rosh Hashanah. Everyone get that?
Right? I think so.
What?
Yeah.
Great. So the Ramban also comes down here.
Here we go.
He says, look, you're knocking out walls. You're only knocking out the part of the wall that you're bumping into. But it's okay because Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Rabbanan that you only need, that you need three walls. And he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Asi Rab Mabati Mechista. And then what happens is that you have only two walls, but you have no third wall. So then it's a Rosh Hashanah. Right? And that's okay, because that's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rosh Hashanah, because you only have two walls and Asi Rab Mabat Mechitzda. Now, why does the Baal HaMor go to such lengths to say that, you know, that that Rabbi Yochanan has to hold like Rabbi Yehuda for both Shittos? Right, they're about to go to Taina. Why do we want to assume that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda across the board? Why not say that he only holds like Rabbi Yehuda for one of them? Let's go back to Yair. Yair answered this already.
Seemingly, you might think the two issues. What?
Are you guys meeting in here? Can I practice piano?
No, don't practice.
Sure, don't practice.
Well, we'll be done. We'll be done soon.
What?
We'll be done soon.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, I would argue that the two issues are related. So you can't poskin like Chachamim for one and Rabbi Yehuda for the other.
Right. Why? Why would you say that they're related?
Because I need to think about this for a second. I don't know. I don't have an obvious answer.
Okay, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, we said, why are two mechitzos Rosh Hashanah because they impede the traffic of the ability of the people to move, right? They impede free movement, right? So Rosh Hashanah is a place that impedes freedom of movement. In which case, if it doesn't impede freedom of movement, then it is a because if it's not preventing the rabbin from doing what they want, then it's a public domain because they can do whatever they want, right? According to the Chachamim, Pasi Biroz is a perfectly acceptable Rosh Hashanah. They passed just why? Because I was Magdiret, right? If it's Mugdar, I don't need it to be moved out, right? If it's an area that's been set aside or been given a unique identity, that's sufficient whether or not it actually is physically, right, defended against the incursions of the rock. Is Rosh Hashanah an area with barriers or an area that is, right, surrounded by walls and given its own identity? Right? Do you need, is it a makom mukaf dalad mechitzos or is it a tel gavah asara? If it's a tel gavah asara, then if the rabbi could just walk right through, then it's not separate. If it's a din in makom mukaf dalad mechitzos, then perhaps we don't care about the rabbi because it's, I've already defined it as a separate area, right? As its own unique area with its own identity. Right? So if Pasi Biroz makes Rosh Hashanah, then because mukaf dalad mechitzos, so then it's a separate area. If it's just two parallel walls, that doesn't give the area in between them a separate, right, identity as an area that's mukaf dalad mechitzos. But it might, according to the extreme opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, prevent the rabbin from doing what they want. So Rabbi Yehuda's shita of Asi Rab Mabat Mechitza, says the Baal HaMor ostensibly, is directly tied into the fact that he thinks two mechitzos is Rosh Hashanah. He thinks Rosh Hashanah, right?
right? It's all about the limiting the ability of the rabbi to move. And if it doesn't do that, then it's not Rosh Hashayach, right? According to the Chachamim, it's about defining the area. If I define the area, that's going to be Rosh Hashayach, even if the rabbi can come through. Okay? And that's why the Ma'amor, Pashas is not going to agree with the Ramban. The Ramban asks, why does Rabbi Yochanan have to follow the two sheets of Rabbi Yehuda? They're not always out of that. The Ma'amor, I think, would answer, yes, they are. Okay? Now, just one more additional point. Okay? Which is, on the one, just a good, just like a nice, clear machlokas between the Ritva and the Rajba. The Ritva says, right, what happens to the Mechitzos? Mapilim Mechitzos to the Mizrach Umarav, Kivan Shebokim Behem Tagir Derech HaPsachim, Uki'ilu Isham Pesach Veloshum Gihufei Behevi Prutzen B'Meloa. Okay? It's as if there's no wall, right? And it's as if the wall just is gone. And the Nafkamina is that even if it's only on one side, for the Chachamim, if you hold Vasu Amavatni Mechitza, right, it'll create a problem of karmelis. Okay? Why is that great? Just like we said by the Chatzar idea, this is much clearer. According to the Ritva, what happens with Asi Rabim is that we just erase the wall. So halachically, if I have a wall right here, let's say over here, right? I have something like this. Can I carry here?
Yeah.
Midoraisa, midorabanan, can I carry here?
No.
No, right? Or let's say I have, right? So what do? Says the Ritva, if I have rabbin, asi rabbin, vati machista, it's as if this wall is gone. Mimela, even in a case where it would be only us to carry midorabanan, I'll still view it as being part of the mloa when asr, because the rabbin knocked down my machista. It's still midoraisa or shisayakim. Either way, even though the rabbi came and acted on the machitza, right, this wall is still gone. But, right, midoraisa I can still carry there, and the wall is physically still here. But, says the Ritva, since I knocked it down, mimela it's part from low, okay, and I can't carry it. The Rajba says something different.
Look at the Rajba, it's very smart. This Rajba lot. Kamalan Krib Yochanan, Afo Gav de Rabiola, Zertam Bido Halakalava, Martan, Hodiacha, Koach de Mechizos, so I'm sort of like in a lot of Tam Makum Rav. Odim de Kashim after Yochanan, Leel, Parakamal, Hud Braisa, the Kitama Arvish Rab, and Shamina, Hachin Elchza. So the Rajba says we pass like Krib Yochanan, right? Even though the Gemara and Shabbat seem to say very clearly we pass in like the Rabbanan. Umihu, Hada Amar Rab Yochanan, the Bikias Harabi Muva, tell us Mechizos. Hani mili mechitzos hasuyos brishos harabim. That's only true about mechitzos when they're in conflict with brishos harabim. V'yish b'nehem rachav shishis re'ama u'tachav mechuvanim zuki negadu shedome l'digle hamidba. We only care about asi rabim avad the mechitza when it actually creates a situation of you have a brishos harabim and it's in conflict with mechitzos. And these mechitzos are coming to undermine the brishos harabim. Dikivan dibaki buhu rabin, asya bikias harabin, umivateles koach hamechitzos, varehu rishus harabim, kimos shehoisa. Why is that kishman? It's mevatel the koach of the machitzos, and it remains a rishus harabin. What does that really mean? The mechitzos come to do what?
They make it into a Rosh Yachid.
Right. Says the Rajba, the mechitzos, right, are incapable of turning this Rosh HaRabim, the Asi Rab of the Mechitza, into a Rosh Yachid. You have a clash between Rosh HaRabim and Rosh Yachid. The mechitzos try to make the Rosh HaRabim into a Rosh Yachid. Asi Rab of the Mechitza says that the Rosh HaRabim wins out. It's not that the rabbin come and actually knock down any walls, right? The Ritva says it knocked down some walls. The Rajba says
didn't knock down any walls. What did it do? It simply says that the Rishus HaRabim remains in force, right? The Rishus HaRabim simply doesn't care about these walls because it's just inherently Rishus HaRabim. What's the Rashi's favorite sheet by Asratya? With a platya? You have a platya surrounded by walls in the middle of the city. I don't care that it's surrounded by walls because it's a platya. It, by definition, is a Rishus HaRabim, right? Says Asi Ram Levat Mechitz, it's the same thing by Asratya, right? I have something that's defined as Rishus HaRabim. It simply can, if it, you have Asi Rabim, it simply removes the wall's ability to take the Rishus HaRabim status away from my Asratya. So I have a Asratya, it's surrounded by, it has some walls, but the Asi Rabim says that it remains Asratya. They're not really coming to say that there are no walls. I don't care that there are walls, says the Rashba, right? I could put walls around the Rishus HaRabim and it'd still be a Rishus HaRabim, right? Walls come to say that this area is not a Rishus HaRabim. But if the Rishus HaRabim is inside the walls, then who cares? Right? Okay, so now the area enclosed by these walls is a Rishus HaRabim. Great, so it's in the area inside of the walls is Rishus HaRabim. The walls come to enclose an area. They don't say what the area is. Right? Says the Rashba, if there's a Rishus HaRabim on the outside, and then I put up a wall, so then that prevents the Rishus HaRabim from extending into it. And the Rashba says this actually by a Mavui HaMafulash Rishus HaRabim, because normally we hold that a Mavui HaMafulash on both ends to Rishus HaRabim is a Rishus HaRabim, right? Because Rishus HaRabim basically extends through the Mavui to the other Rishus HaRabim. Okay? It like infects the Mavui. So he says, yeah, if you put up a Tzuras HaPesach on such a Mavui, that would be fine. That wouldn't be Rishus HaRabim. Because it's not inherently, only say Asi Rabim Vavat Mechitzta to say that a Rishus HaRabim retains its Rishus HaRabim status. But it doesn't knock down any walls. So if the area isn't inherently Rishus HaRabim in and of itself, then Asi Rabim is not going to be relevant. Now, a crazy possibility is the following. And what this will end, just properly later, is... let's say I have this that goes right through, right? In theory, it should be infecting all these small roads that come off of it, right? You have a highway that runs through the city. All the roads that are attached to the highway should theoretically also, right, become Rishus HaRabim's, okay? It's a Mavui Mefulash, right? Potentially, if you have an area around the city, and you have the highway that goes through, according to the Rashba, the highway is still a Rishus HaRabim, but the Eruv around the city will work for all the side streets. Because this is the hookah, the walls are still there, they just can't prevent the Rishus HaRabim Sratya from being Rishus HaRabim. I mean, he actually says something like that by Mavui in between two platyas. You have two platyas, in between you have a Mavui, Mefulash, and the city is surrounded by a wall. So the Mi'ri says that the Platya is a Platya, so it's a Rishus HaRabim anyway. But the Mavui, it sounds like, would still be a Rishus HaYachid because the city is surrounded by a wall. Right? So it's not that the Asi Rabim impacts on the walls, if they just define the area, they can't stop the area of Asratya still being Asratya. But this area, says the Rashba, would still be a Rishus HaYachid because the walls are here. But the walls can't affect this platya, as this platya. Okay, good. And we'll stop here.